All right, here on the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up, our guest this week, great Saskatchewan artist. Great catching up. It seems like it's been a long time. Andrea Ann joins us. Andrea, thanks so much for your time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm really well. Andrea, first off, because I want to talk about your brand new song here in just a little bit, but let's talk about quarantine. I mean, this year has been tough for everybody. I know it's you because you and I have known each other through the SCMAs. You do such a great job taking photos and awesome work with the SCMAs over the years and doing a lot of music videos and that kind of thing. And I'm sure the quarantine has really affected you personally. So how has kind of the last few months been for you? And are you finding ways to stay busy here this summer?
Yes, I am, actually. Thank you so much for the kind words, by the way.
No
I have been keeping really busy. I've been learning a lot of new skills, actually, and I've been taking the time to do lots of art because I've always enjoyed, like, painting and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But on top of that, I've been learning a lot more songs. I've been writing a lot, and we've also been streaming live music on Twitch mm-hmm. twice a week, so it's been keeping us really busy, which is good. I like being busy.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Awesome to hear. And speaking of your music, so I want to ask you about your brand new song. But first, tell us where you're from and kind of how you got your start in music. Was it always something that you wanted to be a part of?
Sorry, what was the first question?
No problem. I was just wondering where you're from originally and how you kind of got your start in music.
Oh, so I'm from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. I was born and raised here. And I've always wanted to do music ever since I was a little kid. My mom has told me that I've been a part of lots of karaoke parties and I've taken microphones from people. So, and I started that as early as 2 years old, apparently.
Wow.
So I've always wanted to sing when I was a little kid.
That's awesome. So who are some of your kind of musical influences? Who do you like listening to? It doesn't necessarily have to be country music, but who do you like listening to? Who are kind of some of your musical influences?
Oh my gosh, I have so many. Right now, my main musical influence is Tori Kelly. I think that she's an incredible singer-songwriter, and she's such a wonderful performer. Lately, actually, I've been listening to a lot of Maren Morris.
Nice.
I've just been listening to her music, just cranking her music in the car while I drive, and so far. And Whitney Houston, I love her. I'm a huge fan of R&B music, but lately I've just been getting into a lot of country lately.
Yeah, for sure. And your brand new song, along with Chez Anthony, is such a – I've listened to this one. It's a great song. There's a music video as well coming up. Mm-hmm. But tell us about your brand new song, Wanting You. Tell us the story behind that one and how that one came to be written.
Yeah, for sure. So that song is based on true events. I was in a long-distance relationship with my then-boyfriend, who is now my fiancé. So, mm-hmm. That's what that song is kind of about. It's just really – about just trying to make every second count when you're in a long-distance relationship.
Very cool. And how much, like, where did you and Chez Anthony meet? Was it SCMA kind of thing, or have you guys worked together before? How did you guys kind of come together to work on this project?
So I actually met Chez through Jesse Wyman, who is my fiancé, and they've worked together for several years, actually. So that's kind of how that introduction kind of started. And he's always been such like a talented artist to me, and I've always wanted to work with him, so that's why I wanted to ask him to be on the song.
Very awesome. Very, very cool. And talk about the music video as well. Where was this filmed, and was this a process that kind of came together very soon, or was this a music video done over days and weeks? How tell us a little bit about the music video and working on that project.
So the music video, I own a recording studio, photography and videography company with my fiance. So we actually filmed the entire music video ourselves over a span of 2 days.
Nice.
And we filmed it in Laird, Saskatchewan. And I really wanted to create a music video that just showcased Saskatchewan's beautiful landscapes because Saskatchewan is just so beautiful in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So Chess and I kind of put our heads together and we were like, okay, like where are some cool locations for us to film the music video? And he was like, let's film it in Laird because there's so many beautiful landscapes there. And so we kind of just, like, went there for a couple of days, and we just filmed the whole music video and just found lots of locations throughout the town.
Very cool. That's awesome. Again, joined right now by Andrea. And Andrea, what's kind of the rest of the year looking like for you? I know it's probably kind of hard to predict. You mentioned that you guys stream a lot on Twitch twice. I didn't know you guys did twice a week. That's keeping busy. So are you going to continue doing that? What's the rest of the year kind of looking like for you?
So right now we are planning on still streaming twice a week, and I'm going to be working on my debut album, which is set to release in April of 2021. So I'm going to be busy doing all that. Yeah.
That is exciting. That is that's awesome to hear that you have an album coming up in the new year in 2021. Let's take it back a little bit to earlier this year. Obviously, there's a lot of festivals, award shows canceled. The SCMAs, kind of before any other kind of award show, went virtual. I know the CCMAs ended up doing it. Some other award shows went virtual, but the SCMAs were one of the first to do it that way. So how did you think the SCMAs did going virtual, and maybe talk about how that all came together?
I think that the SCMAs did a wonderful job making everything virtual, because honestly, I just sat on my couch and I just watched the whole show, and it was just really awesome being able to watch it in the comfort of my own home. Jesse and I, we made popcorn. We watched it with our dog. It was awesome. I really enjoyed it.
That's awesome. I love hearing that, and looking forward to the new album. And that new album that's coming up here, obviously you're working on that right now. How long has that process been? Has this been kind of a dream of yours for quite some time, especially that first album to release? And what kind of the emotions leading up to the release of your brand new album?
Oh my gosh, I've been working on this album for a really long time, because I just became a business owner in 2017. So that has honestly just kind of taken over my life for the past 3 years. So I kind of put my album on the back burner. But honestly, ever since because quarantine happened, it just forced me to work on more music, actually. Because, you know, like as a photographer, you have to make sure you're keeping your distance from people. So it kind of just got to a point where I wasn't able to photograph anyone for a while. So then, yeah, it was the perfect time for me to just turn to music. And, I've just been working on lots of music since then, I guess. And, we are working on about 8 different songs, and it's a variety of music, actually. It's a pretty eclectic record. And that's the most that I'll say about it right now.
Yeah, no, for sure. I understand. We're looking forward to it, and I can't wait for the new album coming up next year. But it's an exciting time for you, because you have a debut song as well with Wanting You, and you along with Chez Anthony. Andrea, it's been great catching up with you. I really appreciate you taking some time today to chat. It seems like it's been a long time since you and I have saw each other, but it's great catching up. I appreciate your time, and we'll chat again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for having me.